Yes.
Amagari gari korati.
The chariots would do what? Yes.
Gari to know now.
They will come for us.
Kansubire togenda kuwalura ba malaika Abaddon ya benjigiri.
The spirit will not be taken by the Abaddons of the chains.
Kutwara mugeyena.
To take you in hell.
Olobutali butukirifu.
Force of unrighteousness.
Ogenda ku magari ga ba malaika.
Go on chariots of those which came for Prophet Elijah. He don't pass by the rope. Who said that we pass by that thread? Where was that written? But we thank God. One who teach us to profit. Make an applause for him.
And
you thank God the Father. Thank the Son of our Lord Jesus. You thank the Holy Spirit. One who kept us in the entire holy day. Come back with the powerful. More than. And you thank him.
When I read Isaiah
28, the verse 12,
he said,
because he said, give them rest, that this is refreshment. They did give them, but we see the rest in Jesus. We have seen refreshment in the midst of the evil world, the midst of world filled wars. You made us rest, Jesus. We called in Matthew 11, verse 28,
Act
30, come all you weary, and the tired. This is the rest of your spirit.
Thank
Father above
on
the heavens. You thank him. You say in Ephesians 4 in the verse 6,
you
spend above the heaven and earth. In there
a
one God, the Father of all, he works in all, he passes through all, he
stood
above all. Glory and honor we give you the Father. Thank you given his evil days. Thank you so much. Thank you Father of heaven. Thank you. You thank him in a special way. And that he's present. He comes to him.
I know Kukirizanga
Wari. To believe God is present.
He
is the rewarder
of
all those who seek him. And we've seen Hebrews 11, the verse 6. Who comes to God?
I know Kukirizanga Wari.
God is there.
And
he is the rewarder of all who seek him. You thank you, Father. Thank you, have held us. You told us.
That
2023
going to have
more extreme evil powers. They fight kingdom of heaven. They fight those
preaching
kingdom of heaven.
We have
seen wars. We have seen. But the best thing told us in January
the year
2023, we pray prophetic prayers immediately
ask
it in the left hold the world to fight the powers of darkness.
Hey, Lord,
we saw
Sodom
and Gomorrah, the homosexuals in the prison 2023 with much power.
But
as the nation you call it, to
keep
your head final work on this earth, nation Uganda,
to keep
your head final work on the planet earth, the two major
races.
The first, stop the devils,
turn the one
to Sodom and Gomorrah, world of homosexuals. Lord, you've helped us. We've done it. We still
move
to do it.
And even our
president of Uganda, you
in
the holy heart, you touch his spirit, you touch his mind. That is signs.
He
mobilized Africa. He mobilized Africa. He
turned
to the world. He spoke it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You
moved
to give us proof
that
salvation Africa and Uganda
on
dual nations.
Thank you for
that for some time.
And it
is found, but we not consumed.
We
spend day night. We not be consumed. Thank you, Father, above all the heavens.
Jesus
to the third heaven and earth. Job 28, verse 24, Jeremiah 23, enough of heaven.
Jesus
to heaven and earth.
Thank you, heaven and earth.
Look, no hidden.
You
thank
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
even the word Jesus.
Can
we be
nationally?
In John 1 verse 1.
In
the beginning was the word.
And
the word is with God. And the word is God.
Keep
Jesus.
John
1:14.
The
clothed flesh.
It appeared
unto us.
The glory
of the one begotten. The God of the Father.
Full
of grace and truth.
After
he saved.
In
John 17.
The verse
4 up to 5.
Prayed
about the glory. He was with you. Before the world was, he was lifted right from this earth.
Acts
chapter 1,
verse
9-11.
He came
the glory in heaven.
Yes,
Jesus, you are
worthy.
He
brought
in the heaven to us.
Then
in Revelation 19, the verse 11 up to 15,
you called
the word of God. Take him, Jesus. He
is
in the third heaven. He
rules
in the heaven and the earth.
And he speaks
in Matthew chapter 28:18.
In
power
in
the heaven and earth. He
is
one reigning. He reigns.
Jesus.
He reigns. Jesus. He reigns in heaven and earth. He
stopped
forsaken us. He
made
the disciples. We thank you, Jesus.
We
thank you, Holy Spirit, for the servant of angels, Jesus
servants.
We start together with us. We expect the angels to stand.
We
stand with us. The world is stand.
The
children of God.
You prepare their hearts.
It will be an honor. We give them back to you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for the good time that you
add us
every day in your presence. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Son of the living God.
You
take your seat slowly. Take your seat slowly. You can greet your brethren. You greet your brethren. You wish them the good things. Those come from God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Those come from one who was, who is, and who is going to be. Come from seven spirits of God. As in Revelation chapter 1. Verse 3 and 4.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Tell them we'll come back from the holiday. 2 weeks
Amen.
Passed.
And Subido.
Been able to revise. Yes. The message of the Lord. That in the book of God is make a last agenda on the earth.
Would
you call it book about full knowledge of God international ministries? And God is worldwide call. Basing in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
So
you must check your book. Briefly, just as a steward appears, yes, proof that they have been writing, blessings they skipped and they have filled them, yes. Exchange your books there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You exchange books with your neighbor? Sure. And you see, look to their book.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. It checks you whether the last heading and it says the four living creatures in the second heaven
store
all the spirits of our creations, those given different bodies in different seasons. Yes.
The
proof it was the last heading we saw.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You check very well. As you probably have a pen, yes. They have a Bible. Proof the whole of them. You tell them. Matthew 28:18-20. Lord Jesus, after that, he gave the power of heaven and earth. Verse 19, he told us, we go make all nations disciples, we baptize them, enter
the
name of Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Yet they are disciples, those who have been taught.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Verse 20, he says, teach them all that I commanded. See, all they have been learning them as they write them. As
the
person sitting in the council of God's words, and they marked them. Yes. Jeremiah 23:18.
Agamba.
He said, who sat in the castle of God's words, and they passed them. They understood them. And they marked them.
Proof
they marked them well. But they have to teach them others. Yes.
Yes.
Jeremiah 23:22.
Singa bali batudde mukama watesize ebigambo.
They had sat in the council of God's
words. Kale bandiretedde abantu bottegeere ebigambo.
Cause these people understand his words.
Abalese kube.
And they make them live their evil way.
Ebikolwa
ebibi. And their evil doings. Yes.
Njeri jogenda.
But out where you go.
Togenda kubategeeza bibiyo.
Do not tell them all things.
Wabule ebyakatonda biwatula mune wetegeereza.
Of God you sat and perceive. Me too, I'll be so happy to commit to faithful people
these
good words. Yes. We'll be able to teach others. Sure. In 2 Timothy chapter 2 the verse 1 to 2
this
word you heard in many witnesses. Yes. Commit to the faithful people.
You
will be able to teach others. Don't be like the religious people out there.
These
evangelists, they've ended here. Don't tell them elsewhere. Yes. Part of those. And they say what?
We
thank him when I've ended here.
Yes,
we teach them to others, then he will be blessed, proclaim to others. Yes. Ask your brethren, tell them. The three books of the Holy Spirit. Have you prepared them well?
Mugambi.
Tell them.
Jeremiah
31:31-33. He promised to make a new covenant with us. He said, these ones will write them in our inner man. It is your spirit. Even in our hearts. Even our minds. Those three books.
Shoot
the inner man,
shoot
the original spirit, prove you've only come back, come to your good shepherd.
One reads
Psalm 23, that the Lord is who? I shall not want. He takes me where? He feeds you the green pastures. He restores what? Now you come back.
Tell them,
careful where you'll be thinking of. Come back here.
You
come back from the holiday. The shepherd is going to be shepherding you. Yes. Tell them to prepare their hearts to be here. Yes. The Holy Spirit is going to be writing. The mind tell it to calm down. You calm down. Calm down, he's been sick, God is to do a work in you. One with different troubles.
Humbled
down under the shepherd Jesus. Present with his angels. Led by the Holy Spirit. You calm down. Calm down. You calm down. Have you calmed down?
Okay.
Have you calmed down? Sure.
You're
going to become an epistle I minister through.
Yes.
Not written with ink. But the Spirit of God. 2 Corinthians 3:1-6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And by name and voice. Apostle Ronald Hope Witness. Together with Pastor Samuel Newman. And our Bible reader, teacher James Jacob. We love you all. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God, we based in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Again, to be reached out to you, the book of God is mega last agenda on the earth. Or you call it the book. The book about full knowledge of God international ministries. And God is worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are still moving on. As we see the NBs. Yes. What to put on special attention. Those meaningful. And there are key. In God's worldwide call, based in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we
still move on with NBA number 8. Yes.
The
way God builds to me of remembrance. The way God revealed to me the book of remembrance. Passing through the heavenly journey. Passing through heavenly biblical journey. For 7 years. In series of the spiritual transports. Where there is the vision, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
call it teleportation,
thamim,
and the urim, the spiritual transports.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we last saw summary of the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We
had finished to enter in the second heaven.
In
the rim above.
We enter and
see the second created heaven.
The
rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we reached there. We began to see the four living creatures. In the middle of the second created heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
According
to Ezekiel chapter
1,
verse 1 up to 5,
if we are
able to get that difference
and
the likeness between the seraphim and the four living creatures. The seraphim we read in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1 up to 3.
And
the four living creatures we read in Ezekiel chapter
1,
verse
9
up to verse
11.
Even Revelation chapter
4,
verse 6 up to 8. When we finished, still we saw the difference.
In
the likeness between the four living creatures and the cherubims.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The cherubim written in Ezekiel chapter 10 and the verse
1
to enter verse 10.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we
are
able to know there are many things. And when we finished there, we moved to see of mountains. The mountains, the two great mountains of brass. In the central of the second created heaven.
It's
the rim above.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let
me expect you remember very well. We read Zechariah chapter 6. Yes. Verse 1 up to verse 2.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We saw that those mountains, they are mountains of instruments with all singing.
In
the mountains, the two great mountains. One is father of mountains and hills. Another is mother of mountains and hills. Those filled with musical instruments and voicings. Those of singing.
Turn
is the second heaven. The heaven of singing. The heaven of praise.
In
the worship of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. When we finish there, we move to see. Yes. The four living creatures in the second heaven.
Store
of spirits of all creations. Spirits of all creations, those given different bodies in different generations and in different seasons.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watuka wao.
Did you reach there?
When you read the
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse
7,
you said we brought nothing on this world,
we
shall go back with nothing. But we who brought nothing,
that
stood that they are the spirits
According to Ecclesiastes 12 and the verse 7, the body goes back to dust where it came from. The spirit goes back to God who gave it. And we have the outward man, the flesh and blood. It goes back to the dust. But the spirit, the inward man,
he
goes back to God who gave him. As was given, he got from where? He got from the four living creatures.
Yet,
up to today, he gets from there. Spirits of all creations. All spirits of animals, of the insects, of the birds, of the fish, of the plants, of the angels and the stars, all begotten from four living creatures. That's why Ecclesiastes 3, verse 21, it says,
who
knows that the spirit of man is what goes back to heaven, that of the animal goes to the ground. All those with flesh, all of them have spirits. Because in James chapter 2, verse 26, he
said,
as the body without spirit is dead, even faith without works, it's the same like that. Now there will never be a body when there's no spirit. That's why I've told you, right from the angels, spirits of angels were gotten from four living creatures. The sun and the moon, spirits are gotten from four living creatures. Spirits of humans, they are gotten from four living creatures. Spirits of animals, gotten from four living creatures. Spirits of insects, spirits of birds, the fish, and the plants. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we want to move on. We move right from this planet Earth,
and we
pass through the northern door of the blue heaven. You see, the fourth created heaven is the realm below, and we reach into the first created heaven is the realm above, where there is the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. Pass through the north of the first created heaven is the realm above, and we reach second created heaven, the rim above, where there are these four living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So we want to move on today, where we last ended as we summarized.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Today we look to the heading saying that each of the four heads on the four living creatures, they release spirits in two types of kingdoms. Yes. Each of the four heads on the four living creatures, they release spirits of creation in two types of kingdoms. Yes. In two types of kingdoms. You know, most people, they think that the kingdom is always for humans only. No. There is the kingdom of the insects. There are families of insects, ants, and the rest.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. Let's read Proverbs, you see.
Proverbs chapter 6 and the verse 6.
Proverbs chapter 6 and the verse 6.
Gende eri enkoloto gwo mugayavu. Loze mpisa zayo oberenga na magezi. Gresule yomukaga nolunyiriri olomukaga.
Proverbs 6 and the verse 6.
Gende eri enkoloto gwo mugayavu.
Go to the aunt, you sluggard, Consider her ways and be wise.
Verse 7.
Who having no guide, overseer, or ruler.
Verse 8.
Provides her food in the summer and gathers her food in the harvest. Yes. That is another kingdom. Kingdom of the insects. Have many works they do. Now this heavenly bread above. Each of the four heads and the four living creatures, they release spirits of creations in two types of kingdoms.
Hallelujah.
According to Proverbs chapter 6, verse
6,
there are many families.
Yes.
Families of heavens and earth. Kingdoms in the heavens and the earth of different creations. That's why in the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14 to 15, kinds or types of creations are different. Let's read. We hear Ephesians chapter 3 verse 14. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 15. Of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Yes. He bows to God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Family.
Oh, whom families or clans of heavens and earth, they are named.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I wanted you to understand it like this. According to four heads of the four living creatures, each of the four heads, which look alike, they release spirits of creation into types of kingdoms,
or
into types of families.
Sure.
I think the other thing you have to add in there,
that
each of the four heads which are alike on the four living creatures, they release spirits of creations in two types of families or kingdoms. Yes. Have you understood that? Yes. That's why you've heard when they tell you, Proverbs 6 verse 6, that there is a family of the insects, where falleth the ants. The ants, they are included in the family. Yes. The bees. Yes. The bees.
Now,
that's the family of insects. It's the kingdom of the insects. When
you
say that there are heavens and earth, they are filled with families. All different kingdoms. And all of them, they have to get name from the Father. According to Ephesians chapter 3, the verse 14 and
to
15, let us first list the four heads of humans. The four heads of the human beings on the four living creatures. They release the kingdom. They released the kingdom. Let me repeat. The four heads of the human beings on the four living creatures, they released the kingdom first. They released the kingdom of the angels,
or
family of the angels.
kisoka
the first
yafurumia
they released the kingdom of the angels
or
family of the angels. Yes.
The
second they released the kingdom of the children of men
or
families of humans.
Adamites.
Those called the Adamites.
The Adams.
The Adams.
Hey.
Yes. Hey. Adamites.
Hey.
Adam.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We said the four heads of the humans on the four living creatures. They released the kingdom of family. First of all, they released the kingdom of family of the angels. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second, they released the kingdom of humans. They released the kingdom of families of humans. Both called the Adamites. The Adams. The mankind. All in the entire world. They are called the Adamites. The Adams. The mankind. Who look like man. The man Adam. Those are in the world, they do not know them.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Here we say, let's first list. If they come back, get explained in the scriptures of truth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have gone to point number two. The four heads of the lion on the four living creatures. They release the spirits of creations. First, part A, the first part A. They release the spirits of the stars, the sun, and the moon, even the clusters. The part A, they release spirits of the stars. They release the kingdom of the stars.
They release the
kingdom of family of the stars. The sun, the moon, and the clusters. You be careful there. When I say they released, I've used the past, it already happened. It was done already.
Part B.
They release the kingdom of families of animals. Yes. They release kingdom of families of animals. Yes.
It
means this is continuous. It's continuing to happen up to today. Yes. We finished the foreheads of the human beings. They finished foreheads of the lion.
Number three.
We've moved to the foreheads of the eagle. The foreheads of the eagle on the four living creatures. They release spirits of creations. They release spirits of creations. We said the four heads of the eagle on the four living creatures.
gifurumya emiyo gy'obutonde.
They release spirits of creations.
Part A.
This part A.
Obwakabaka oba family z'ebinyonyi.
In the kingdom of families of the birds.
Gifurumya ebitonde mu bwakabaka.
They release creations in the kingdom.
Oba families z'ebinyonyi.
O families of the birds.
Otukoze ekigambo families.
When you use families.
Families ziba nyingi.
They are many. Yes. These are birds with different families among them.
Part B.
This part B. They release spirits of the insects. They release kingdom of families of the insects. Yes.
They
release the kingdom.
Family
zebiwuka. Oh, family of the insects.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The part ya kukuna.
The first part.
Emituena eja ejo eja eja kayana.
The four heads of the calf.
Kubiramu ebina.
On the four living creatures.
Ifurumimeo jobutonde.
The release piece of creations. Four heads of the calf. On the four living creatures. They release spirits of creations.
Part A.
On part A. The kingdom of families of the fish. In the kingdom of families of the fish.
Part B.
Part B.
Mubakabaka oba family zebimera.
In the kingdom of family of plants. Yes.
Mubakabaka.
The kingdom.
Oba family zebimera.
Of family of plants. Yes.
Ashwire atiste mitwe jino yonge dojitege.
Let me hope you've understood this heading more of the four living creatures.
Parasumyo katono mwezekiri sura esoko nyule kumi.
Let's read briefly in Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10.
Ayogira buwati kumitwe jino.
Speaks this on these heads.
Na detunafuna details.
Before we get the details.
Ezekiri esura esoka nore nyule kumi.
Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10.
Echifana nchebye nyibiyavyo. Bialino uwenye. Byalina obwenyi bw'omuntu era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'empologoma ku lubiriza olwa ddyo era ebyo ebina byalina obwenyi bw'ente ku lubiriza olwa kkono ebyo byonna byalina n'obwenyi bw'empungu.
As for the likeness of their faces, the four had the face of a man and the face of a lion on the right side, and the four had the face of a calf on the left side, and the four also had the face of an eagle. Yes. The four, these four living creatures, upon each they have heads which are alike. Yes. The four had heads of a man. Out of them came the kingdom of family of angels. In which release? Kingdom and the families of mankind. Those the Adamites or the mankind who came from man and they look like man. The man Adam. The four heads of the lion means each living creature has one head of a lion. They release piece of creations.
First,
they release piece of creations in the kingdom of the stars, the sun, moon, and the clusters. And they release spirits of creations in the kingdom of family of animals. According to Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, and part, these four living creatures, each one has a head of an eagle. Means that the four heads of the eagle. Tower which holds the spirits. released kingdoms we've mentioned above. Kingdom of families of birds. Kingdom of families of the insects. Yes.
It's
still according to Ezekiel 1 verse 10. Each of them has a head of a calf. They are the four heads of the calf. Stowal of spirits. Given bodies in these kingdoms below. Kingdom of families of the fish. And in kingdom of families of the plants. Things have happened and they have come being done under the sun. And some they don't know how they are done. And humans, when they hear in Genesis chapter
1,
and God speaks, let water bring the plants and the flying creatures. Most people say, where were they getting them from? Maybe it was magic evolved. Not, my brethren. This Genesis you read, this was the plan for things in the four living creatures. Genesis chapter 1, verse
20.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. I want us to use English. Genesis 1 verse 20. Let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creatures that has life. Spirits come from the living creatures to create the creatures on the earth. From the four living creatures
to create the creatures.
To create the creatures. Are you with me? Water did not just bring out creatures.
These
creatures, they have where they come from, the four living creatures. Where is their life? Why they are called four living creatures? They hold lives of creations.
The
life of the different creatures.
So much.
We are reading and studying. Sure. Very clear. God did not act magic. And the water out of it came creatures. No. Spirits come from somewhere. From the four living creatures. They carried lives of different creations and different creatures. Yes. Now Genesis 1 verse 20 says, let the water bring forth abundantly moving creatures that has life. Spirits are gotten from four living creatures.
Nice.
One no can understand that. Indeed, God loved me like me and you.
He
blessed us most mysteries of the kingdom of heaven. Let's read this verse
20.
Genesis chapter
1,
verse
20.
And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that has life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Yes. He spoke water to bring forth abundantly moving creature. Moving creature that has life. That has life. Yes.
Okay. Katudeko katono mule 10 na olumu ato
uliye. Briefly go back to verse 11 and you hear.
Genesis chapter 1, verse
11.
Tuna nayo giranti ensemere ebimera omuddo ogubala ensigo omuti ogwe bibala ogubala bibala mu ngeri yago ogulimu ensigo yago kunsi bwekito bwekyali.
And God said, let the earth bring forth vegetation, the plants yielding seeds, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so.
Mm.
Yes. He said, he spoke, let it be like that. That's how it was. But we don't know how it came about. Lives of the things came from where? Right then, children of men on this world, they cannot begin to imagine how it was. After he speaks there, he did act upon it immediately. And then we go see him, and he's out forming bodies of these, putting spirits there.
We saw it.
When he spoke there, there was no working involved there. You know, when
he
read Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 and 19, you come to understand. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18.
Mukama Katonda n'ayogera nti si kirungi omuntu okubeeranga yekka.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him.
Verse 19. Adamu,
out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was its name. Yes. God shows you.
He
got another time to form bodies of these creations.
And
time to bring their spirits. He put them in those bodies, getting them from four living creatures. Now most people think, perhaps then God did what? But if you are to read that more, things of creation, most of them based in the second heaven of creation of the creations. Yes, different creatures. Kingdoms or families of the heavens and earth. Yes. Because, briefly go back, Genesis chapter 1, verse 24 and 25. Most people think, perhaps he spoke out of the ground to come animals. And they came from the ground. Animals come from the ground to appear. It involved him from their bodies. That we read in the Genesis 2, verse 18 and 19. He formed, brought, see how Adam will name them.
Means,
took him time from their bodies and to bring spirits put in the bodies. Most say, out of the ground let animals come. And they begin to imagine, see them come from the ground. Let me tell you, God is not a magician. God is a worker and a creator.
That's
why he's called creator.
And
God is not his name. God, it is his work. As you say, they call butcher man. He
butcher.
Works on the butchery. Why is called God? Because he's creator. It's not his name. His name is Yeshua. What we call Jesus. All along you thought it's his name.
He's butcher man. He is God.
He works
on the butchery. Yes. It's never been his name. Those who call themselves God and they didn't create heaven and earth, they are not gods. Yes. Sure. You've not read Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 10-11. Gods who didn't create heaven and earth, they will not live. For there are not gods. It's that thing they created. Jeez. Only thought God is his name. That is his work. Have you understood it? God, that is not his name. God, why is called his God? That is his work. It's not of acting magic, but creating. God to create. Let's read this Genesis we see. Genesis chapter 1 verse 24.
Katonda nayogera nti ensere etekirimu obulamu mu ngeri yaakyo ente n'ekyewalula n'ensolo y'ensi mu ngeri yaayo bwe kito bwe kyali.
And God said, let the earth bring forth living creatures after their kinds, cattle and creeping things and beasts of the earth after their kinds, and it was so. Verse 25.
Katonda nakola ensolo y'ensi mu ngeri yaayo, n'ente mu ngeri yaazo, na buli ekyewalula ku nsi mu ngeri yaakyo. Katonda n'alaba nga birungi.
And God made the beasts of the earth after their kinds, and cattle after their kinds, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after its kind. And God saw that it was good. Yes.
This is Genesis chapter 1, verse 24. It's very good.
Rurunji nyo.
It says,
Rugamba.
God said,
Mukama nagamba.
Let the earth bring forth living creatures. From where?
Okuva wa.
From the four living creatures.
Okuva mu biramu ebina. Simple.
And why should the earth bring? Because the flesh and blood come from the dust and will turn.
Kubanga omubiri n'omusayi biva mu nfufu era bidda mu nfufu. Ensikerete.
It
gives us bodies. It gives the flesh.
But this spirit of these creatures
bine
will come from the four living creatures.
Biva mu biramu ebina. Praise goes back to dust where it came from.
So when he says,
Katuwa gamba,
let the earth bring forth
ensikerete
living creatures,
ebiramu ebiri n'obulamu, ebitonde ebiri n'obulamu,
it means
chitegeza.
The earth is going to give us the body of these living
ensi
creatures.
Ensi egenda tuwa mibiri jabitonde bino.
But their spirits comes from the four living creatures. And here, there is no acting of magic. According to Genesis chapter 1, verse
5,
it says, and God made the beasts of the earth after their kind.
Buli kimu mu kikula kyakyo.
He made them.
Yabikola.
He made their bodies.
Yakola emibiri gyakyo.
Brought their spirit.
N'aleta emyoyo gyabyo.
He did put in the flesh.
N'abiteka mu mibiri. Sure. Working.
Katonda mutonzi.
God is a creator. He's not a magician.
Omuntu bwaba tasomye ku ggulu lya kubiri.
A person have not studied of the second heaven. On creation, the rim above, and the four living creatures, they never know how God created different creatures.
And
though He creates them, now He cannot know.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But
it's good unto us to show us how things move. Ecclesiastes he said, though man refuse to sleep day and night, there are works God does under the sun, and they cannot discern them. How things move on. We see people are getting born. Don't know how spirits come about. We see animals give birth to little ones every generation. But we don't know. The midst what is evolved. We see birds give birth. Every time the birds move, the insects give birth. The fish, others come. Plants, we eat these, others grow. Don't you know how their lives move? We are on this world, use everything. We don't know.
But the Creator,
we don't mind him be anything. For we don't see. We don't know how he works. We don't know. We might think he acts magic. But no. There are criteria you have to create. Yes. You can testify of that. You can testify of that. Let's read Ecclesiastes we see. Ecclesiastes chapter
8,
verse
16.
When I applied my heart to know wisdom and to see the business that is done upon the earth, for also there is one who neither day or night sees sleep with his eyes. Verse
17. Kubanga omuntu ne bwategana atya okugukebera n'etali gulaba. We wow, natomu gezigezi ne walowozo kugumanya. Hecha taliiza kugulaba.
Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun, because though a man labors to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, moreover, though a man thinks to know it, yet shall he not be able to find it. Yes. According to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 16, he applied his heart to know wisdom
and
see the business done upon the earth.
Business,
a business right here. Humans, they are born. These ones go. They have spirits in them. How do they come about? Where do they go?
Business.
Business, and it's a big business. Business of creating humans is a big business. A reason there's no government in the world. When the humans are not born there. Even the president cannot be there.
No business, this
business is very important. But if you want to search how it moves about, get confused in the midst.
We birth
the bodies or the spirits. If we birth the flesh, we are not in the womb. We don't attach on ears and the nose. What is involved there? Yet again, why does the body fall down and lies? They say it died. What has checked out of it? And
it's
checked out of the body, it's gone. What is involved in the midst? Man cannot know that.
Business,
this business is big. But the humans rule.
Government,
in the governments, they are there.
Business, why, omutonzi wajimiririza.
When the creator stops this business, I don't know you're going to rule over who. That's why he rules in kingdoms of the children of men.
He's
one who makes up their governments. They don't know how bonds are made in the womb. They just rule over people. The Europeans say, the
whites.
the so-called whites. That they can put an incubator on the side and the body grows within the incubator. Ask them when the spirit comes in that body. They don't have an answer. Ask them, why don't they make from the side that their body? They know of it's where they have to get sperms, the oval, they join up together. Ingredients of the bones are in very small things. Yes. In the egg of the man and of the woman. Get the egg of the man. You begin to check it. I speak of sperms. There are no bones there. When you get the egg of the woman, there's no bones there.
Your business never
that business appears to be hard.
I want a business.
Now there is another business.
So
animals. We slaughter animals, we eat. Others are in this world. Every generation they keep coming. Yes. The middle there is a deal.
Process again, a process
moving on. Keep it abroad. Put in the wombs of the animals. Yes. We don't know. My brethren,
business
is of the Creator. Ecclesiastes, King Solomon, the preacher, he worked with the Holy Spirit. He tried to search
business
done under the sun.
But
there are hard businesses.
But
every day, night, they keep happening.
Business
of creating humans.
Business
of creating animals. Creating insects. Even some that what we eat. Chicken. That business. It's moving on. Business creating insects. Some we eat them. Others help us to order the ground. That it breathes, that the plants grow. Business of the fish.
To keep
creating them as you go fish them.
Too,
we don't know about their lives. Some that we rear them. That at times we cause them to give birth.
Yes.
That we make the chicken birth others. Their spirits come from where? Man cannot know that. But plants come, where do they come from? You till the ground and the grass comes back. Their lives. What is moving on?
Let's
just say that what I've discovered, there are businesses moving on upon the earth, and they are of the Lord God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And businesses are moving on. Ecclesiastes has said, Ecclesiastes 8 verse 16.
When I applied my heart to know wisdom,
wenasayo moyo okumanya magezi,
and to see the business that is done upon the earth,
no kulaba business ezikolebwa wansi wensi kunsi.
For also there is one who neither day nor night sees sleep with his eyes.
Era waliwo atalaba tulomisana na chirona maso ge.
Then in verse 17. Then I behold all the works of God. He was
able to behold them. Yes. That preacher is like who? He's like the heir of the throne of David.
Then I behold all the works of God.
And a man
cannot find out the works that is done under the sun.
Because
a man labors to see it out. Yet he shall not find it. Yeah, moreover. Though a wise man thinks to know it.
Era teri muntu mugezi alowoza kujimanya.
Yet shall he be not able to find it out.
Era tajasobola kujizula.
Kati.
Eish.
Singa sirugendo lwa guru.
If it was not the heavenly journey.
Wakati amwali we bintu bingi. Ebyota yinza kulaba.
In the midst there are many things you cannot see.
Era ne kusite
byogerwa. Even on this that are not spoken about.
Mm-mm.
No. We thank the creator. Thank you. Don't know which works he does. We thank him. He's revealed them to us.
I've
understood the midst there. Their works, children of men, though, how much we want to see them, we can't see. For even our spirits as humans, they are brought.
Just
other creations, they are just brought. But who has ever looked to see? And the woman, they bring the spirit of the baby and they put there. Though you have a camera there. This, to cover us flesh, bone, and skin, just been covered, but the spirits are just put in there.
We don't
know many things and works are there. If we hold on the children of God, we. This is my child. But what part did you play on the child? Even to cover flesh, bone, and skin on the spirit. It too, you didn't do any work much there.
You are
in your pleasures, mother and father. The rest you left to the Lord. When you finish your pleasures, you began to see the stomach protruding out. The works you left for him, there are many. But when you reach children on this earth, you alone,
you
stole yourselves from the hands of the Almighty.
You
gave yourselves to the thief Satan.
He
came to steal, kill, and destroy. Even children born which you don't do any much work on them. Them to you steal them. My child should not get it. When did you create that child? We are sorcerers. What sign shows sorcery? The tall or short nose? Long nails or hands or what?
Hmm.
Our home is sorcerers. You ask them, where is your home which you claim you're sorcerers? When did they dedicate you that you are a sorcerer? What sign is upon you that God marked on the sorcerers?
Hmm.
But have you seen works involved there?
I didn't check the listing. I called
I was still listening. You see that each of these four heads and the four living creatures, the way they release spirits in kingdoms and different families. The minister, I wanted you to understand the many things moving on. In the midst of forming a body of that creation into bringing the spirits, many works are involved there. Humans do not know them.
Mm-hmm.
It's nothing they know. Until God has taught us to profit, as today. Let's read in Job, we see. Job chapter 10, verse
8.
Your hands have made me and fashioned me together totally, yet you do destroy me. Let us repeat. Job chapter 10, verse 8.
Emikono jo je jannumba je jankola wamweruyi neruyi na ye onzikiriza.
Your hands have met me and fashioned me together totally, yet you do destroy me. Yes.
Olinyolo mwenda.
Verse 9.
Nkwega yiride jukiranga wamumbange bomba erolizza na temubo mufufu.
Remember, I beseech you, that you have made me as the clay, and will you bring me into dust again? Have you heard that word? This one speaks as the outward man.
Clay.
Yes. You formed, fashioned me. Will you take me back to the dust? Let's go to the inward man. Verse 10. Job chapter 10, verse 10. Have you not poured me out as milk and curdled me like cheese?
He said,
my body, the inward man.
That
is my body. He poured milk. It was like milk.
Sperms.
Of a woman. Just like milk. Out of that came bones and the rest.
Job chapter 10,
verse
11.
You have clothed me with skin and flesh, and have knit me together with bones and snails. Yes. You covered me. Who was covered? The Spirit. That one is one explain that you covered me.
Hey, you crossed me with skin.
Yanyambaza omubiri. Olususu.
And it was fresh.
No mubiri.
Nyama.
Flesh. Skin.
Flesh.
Yes. Now that the combat of the Spirit is clothing. It made me together with bones. And snails.
This
Spirit is inside speaking all this experience. If you've not yet seen it, let's read the next verse, you see it.
Job chapter 10,
verse
12.
You have granted me life and favor, and your care has preserved my spirit. You preserve life. Granted life in the blood.
Sure.
For life is in the blood. Even your comings were brought this my spirit. Those are right.
There.
All creations speak it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Trouble has always been there.
And
you, when you look in the mirror, you say, but I'm looking good. After you say, my face. Who owns that face? You ask the Spirit, you own that face. My hand. Who owns it? You original spirit in there. Now this is a house. This is a house. Spirits, you are in it. And if we've unclosed them,
we
have to be given a house body from heaven. The heavenly body. We are spirits, now we found naked.
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 3.
Abakolinsi ekyokubiri esuula yokutaano n'olunyiri olusooka.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
Kubanga tumanyi nti obanga ennyumba yaffe ey'ensiisira ey'omunsi eri abizibwa, tulina eyazimbibwa eva eri Katonda, ennyumba etazimbibwa na mikono ey'emirembe n'emirembe.
For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Yes. We know that this earthly house, it's our body. Now you as the spirit, this is the house. You are within it, you live in it. Even animals are like that. Insects are like that. The fish, they are like that. Even plants. This body we see on the outward. These spirits we came from four living creatures. And they are put in there. Those works are right being done. This time their spirits being put in the wombs. For in only 3 months, people is put there after 7 days. After someone conceives, get pregnant. Yes. For getting pregnant, it's to get material going to be used to make a body. You've not yet gotten a child. Yes, true. That's what the people will say. I go pregnant, there is no child in me. Empty sack. There is no child in it. I say when you get pregnant,
of course,
God said material going to be used make a body. If the spirit is not yet been brought, if it is not brought, it will become an empty sack. A pregnancy which didn't create itself. You know, there are doctors here. Always ask, how do I come to know those?
No, you're
taught by the God who is excellent, and you don't know that? That's why when you get it like that, I tell you, you abort it.
I choose
as that we got aborted the child. For it takes 3 to 7 days to put a spirit there. And it takes 3 months unto four to activate it. To begin kick. Active. For they put it and it's posed there. That's why they first pose themselves like that. And they're still covering. After their system is made and it starts the spirit, it enters in the fingers. But God who does works, we the born again, we
are
known him in traveling nations, that by then he has worked. Driving cars, God has done works. You,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's finish Corinthians.
2
Corinthians chapter 5 verse 2.
Kubanga tusindira mweno nga twegomba okwambazibwa ennyumba yaffe eriva mu ggulu.
For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. Verse
3.
If so be that being clothed, we shall not be found naked. Verse 4. Now to say, lest the spirit is found naked.
Yes. The spirit cannot live alone when it is not closed. That's where there's no creation.
So
as the body without spirit is dead,
it
means all spirits, everywhere there is a body of any creation which is living, there is a spirit there. And the spirit is not allowed to be naked.
Be
it angels, they have in them spirits and the heavenly bodies.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And if you have been gotten from this body, prove you've been given a body from heaven.
But
if you are found without it, they have to give you the one of hell. Many things are done under the sun concerning creations, and they are not known. And some do not know why they are required to worship God. Most we wait after we've bought a car,
built
our storied houses. But the works he does, my God, they are just too many. All the spirits, they are all equal. But them, the body which God gives it, that shape, it's what it takes over. It has an ability to take over any shape. And God measures all spirits and they are equal. That's why in Proverbs he said, God weighs the spirits. When he puts it in a human being, follows that big or small shape, tall or short. When he puts it in the animals, still it follows that shape. When he puts it in the birds,
it
follows the shape of the birds. It has ability. For he weighed it well with all the ability. Let's read, we see. Proverbs 16, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 16, verse 2.
Amakubo gonna go moto, gabamarongo from a masoge ye. Neyemokama, apime mioyo.
All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Yes, he weighs them very well. Their shape is the same, but the body he gives it. Spirit has ability to be in that body. And all spirits, all there in the image and in the likeness of God, that is the likeness of man. If he gives the body defiled with the image and likeness of man, still it lives in there. He weighed it when it has that ability. It's like when they say they weighed the bomb, and it can strike the entire Kampala.
It
means it can strike Zana. Measured, it can move to that magnitude. If they command it that you end in this demarcation, it strikes that location. It has ability to move far, to strike Uganda,
for
the weight that it can strike that land. People who are weight, they are the same. But the shape of the body, which they give it, is what differs.
There
is no young spirit. That your young sibling you are next to in the flesh. But the spirit, you are the same of the tall and the short.
of the fat and the small.
Still,
are those who first appear small.
If they are
spiritually weighed and they are small, and they get to become fat, and the spirit will struggle in that fat body.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
How have you thought about it?
You know, neighbor.
Do you have a neighbor there? You are in the same size. Now you think your spirit is small, tall, or short?
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
How have you thought of it? But the good thing on God, that these temples, as they're being built, they first know you're going to be a woman or man before they put there the spirit.
But
still, there's no male or female spirits. No. They are all spirits. Spirits are not male or female. For God is the spirit out of which we've gotten. It is not male or female.
It's
created in his image and likeness of God. The first likeness has no private parts. It's the creation of our spirits. For the spirit was standing there. It has the image and the likeness. According to Job chapter
4.
Job chapter
4,
verse
15.
Then the spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. Verse
16.
It stood still, but I could not discern its form. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, he saw a spirit. He had it.
But
the spirit is not clothed. A flesh or body. To see it with his eyes. It was made in powers. But it's the first. Be in image and likeness of God. Not one holding the male or female. In those confused children of men, but if you read it in the image likeness of God, God has private parts, yet you forget. Inward man who first created in the image of God and the likeness of God, and it's the spirit.
These
are interesting me teaching them. How do you feel them? Let's first repeat this Job. Job chapter 4, verse 16. Job chapter 4, verse
15.
Then a spirit passed before my face. The hair of my flesh stood up. Verse
16.
It stood still, but I could not discern its form. An image was before my eyes. There was silence, and I heard a voice saying, yes. The spirit is stood. Not able to discern it well. But what he discovered? It had an image. That one. It was what was made the spirit of man.
It
was piece of creations. They are ones in the original of the image of God. That's why Genesis 1 verse 26. There was no man or woman. They said, let's make man. Let's make man in
the... Genesis chapter 1 verse
26.
Kuna nayo gira anti, tukolo muntu mungiri ya fe, mchifana nyicha fe, bafugenge vyo mnyanja, nevibuka wakulu, nente, nesiyo na, navuliyeche walula kuhusi.
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle of, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Genesis 1 verse 26. It creates man, the spirit. The image and likeness of God. Not male or female. Yes. Genesis 1 verse 27. Genesis 1 verse 27. What brings plan creating outward man? One to appear a man, another woman. Yes. You read well your Bible? Let's read verse
27.
Genesis chapter 1 verse
27. Katonda
so God created the man in his own image. In the image of God created him male and female, created he them. That inward man,
meant
create of one type. The outward, flesh with blood, flesh the female, male with female. Sure. Don't expect that God's either male or female.
Like
you homosexuals get foolish out there. That God created man, woman in his image. Means God is what? That is transgender.
These
are foolish people. These words exceed their thoughts. But in all I wanted you to understand that all the creations, they have spirits. And the spirits are gotten from four living creatures. These spirits of creations, all they are in the image and likeness of God. But the bodies he gives us, their words differ. Bodies of angels, they are different. Bodies of humans, they too different. Bodies of stars, sun and the moon, they are different. Bodies of animals, they are different. Bodies of the birds, they are different. In the spirits, we have the same. Spirits of insects, they are the same. The bodies are what differ. Spirits of the fish, they are the same. But the bodies differ.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Even bodies of plants, but the spirits of life in them, they are the same. Those are some which have failed us to understand and discern on this world. But him, God, is one designing shapes of bodies and sees they are far. Angels who bring spirits, they first prepare the body.
Now,
they see the body being made and they bring put in that house. Yes. That he speaks in Zachariah. Angel picks his spirits from the heads of the
cherubims.
After Holy Spirit gets the spirits from four living creatures, send them in the heads and the wheels of the cherubims. And the angels pick them from there. And they bring them here.
And,
or rather, those angels are in this earth moving with them. They have baskets they move them with. Yes. When they spot that person is conceived, they have gotten material to make a body. Let's wait and see. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. Let's take the spirits and they drop it there. You begin to vomit. If they put it in there, you begin to vomit.
You've gotten
another person of another moon on the earth. I have another character, not mine. That's what makes them vomit. Getting a person with another character in yourself. We don't hold the same behavior and characters. Others want to eat bitter things. Others, we don't like them. You find what eat bitter things for the new person who has come. Preparation of body prepared them. It loves bitter things.
You
find a woman eat bitter things. Don't give me your bitter things again.
I
think I stop there. But let's read Zachariah, then we finish.
Zechariah esuri yokutano n'olunyiriri olwokutano.
Zechariah chapter 5, verse 5.
Malaika yali ayogera nange najja n'angamba nti kale yimusa amaaso go olabe kino ekifuluma bwe kiri.
Then the angel that talked with me went forth and said unto me, lift up now your eyes and see what is this that goes forth. Verse
6.
And I said, what is it? And he said, this is the basket that goes forth. He said, moreover, this is their resemblance through all the earth. Yes.
He
said, look, see, move what is moving out. He saw an ephah.
He
is a basket.
They
are both holding it. They are going to move the entire world.
They
have to find someone who has conceived.
So
when they get it in the cinema, it's up to you. Whether a prostitute, they dare find you. This child, I didn't expect it. Apostle Ronald, it was accidental. I was in my pleasures. When they see you, they are moving with their baskets.
That's
some of us we don't get. And you go to Satan and give the child. Who tells you that? Some their wombs, they are bound and they are bewitched. And cannot receive the sperms of the man. All that we shall see. That's where there are things I know of well. Church, we met with the excellent doctors. Those of this world. Join on God, the excellent doctor of heaven and earth. But there are some things we meant to just know them. When we based in church and we've not gone even to schools. Things taught in the world. God
was
one created things they study on. He wrote all in his book. All our children come to be everything. You ask those whites where they got the wisdom. make the incubator. A basket in which they bring spirits.
The
system keeps the spirit and it's like in the body. Yes. Think there are how many spirits in the basket? They pack spirits in their baskets. My God.
They
think it's a small basket like this. It's a big one. And it has a code. You open this, get that spirit. Open, get that spirit. But in the heavenly journey, I saw very many things. And we studied everything we saw in the Holy Scriptures. Bring book of remembrance unto all nations.
And
they know things how they were, how they're supposed to be, how they will be forever and ever. Even the white does not know. The midst there. Who those move give are these spirits? I will pray that God takes you to see them. For spirits they give this year, they brought them at the end of last year. This one meant to be giving birth this year. And your spirit was given this one. Those birth other year you did get. Don't just scatter
destinies
them. In destinies not purposed by God. At times they are kept. Until you will reach back for those seasons. And confusion is right there, will be told you. You are a woman.
The
birth, you are meant to be their mother, but the father is the wrong father. Exchange. You find does not love the children. Is he the father even? You went to get the egg. Yes. The egg of the man.
When
the angels saw you have gotten. But the father was a wrong father. Some they have found themselves. They have gotten the rightful father after 5 years have passed. And he loves those children he did give birth. He loves them so much they are his. Those happen under the sun. Parents, are we there? Those who birth, are they in the rightful parents? Let's get courageous, strengthened. But the world has much confusion. For no one can do a follow-up whether this who give birth to is the rightful parent or not. It's made by the church. Here we get the prayer partners.
They
follow up, see whether that's the line. Whether that's the one they created you for. For retained another spirit. Those under the world, this they are hard things.
Give
birth to children and they slaughter you, they cut you. But sorry to the entire world about this. For most we never inquire from the Lord. All things we've moved by, that's why we put confusion in the world. And we pass through that, we give birth to. We mixed up everything. Look at the other way they gave birth to those children. Their rightful father is elsewhere. He to give birth to wrong mother. And the holy seed ceased to be right from there. And we're now just seeking for it. That's why we have a fight with you.
To seek for the seed, for it was mixed up. The holy seed that fears God. Those I'll speak of them when God will redeem time for us. But that is there and it is moving on. Many have been born in fathers who are not right. Not that the father never impregnated the mother. But wasn't destined to birth a child. Because they got, they conceived. You see them, see you in another way. There are women mostly in this evil generation. They are moving around with children. The father of these children, where is he? That impregnated is elsewhere, doesn't care. And you don't feel in the heart for the child. The woman moved around with children. And they reach them to John. John rejects them. They move until they reach to Ronald, the rightful father. And he will come the hall with the children. Besides other things of trouble of Satan, still the confusion in the world. Let's finish this verse because of time. Zechariah chapter 5, verse 7.
Era lava, italante yesasi yasitulibwa. Noyo yemokazi ngatuna munda wa efa.
And behold, there was lifted up a cover of leads, and there was a woman that sits in the midst of the basket. The spirit is put in there. Spirit are still in the baskets.
Those who
call baskets, you might think they are these small ones. Not these small baskets. It's called a basket. It's not this usual basket. It's like an incubator system. Spirits are in there. Yes. Your spirit, if it's in there, as you see that thing, they know it. You're going to be a woman in the boat or a man. Even when they're taken in the animals, animal will be a female.
This
spirit puts in the body of a female animal or the male. They are known while still in the baskets. That's why here are the preparations done on the world you are meant to move by. But preparations got messed up. Yes. I tell you the truth. So in the Ephesians 2 verse 10 he said, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works that God predestined that we move by them before the world was. There are things he destined us moved by them. Spirit is in his battle of the angels. Angel Raphael. Angel of times and seasons. Angel of measurements. They know. You're going to be woman or man in the body of this earth. And there are things ordained that you meant to be moving by them. When trouble comes to be, confusion to be born. The father is not the rightful father in that destiny. It was just enjoying life. Destinies are missed right at that point. Pastor Gilton, are you the rightful destiny?
But
thank the Lord, saved us to restore us in our destinies. But where we were born, no. For as we've been brought, there are good things they prepare, they say this will be man.
ng'ojalina mukasero.
When he's still in the basket.
Era jakubera na makalina
bwegati. People is this story how
to kajavuga bwegati.
This cats.
Na yebo ola baba.
But when you see Now see. The wicked are the ones in your position. The world is messed up. But as you've read Zechariah 5, it's been verse 7. That they put the spirit, no, this will be a woman. Ephesians 2 verse 10.
It's
when they put, they know.
The good things
move by, they were ordained before you were there.
Told Jeremiah
in Jeremiah 1, verse 5 below. I knew you
before
in your mother's womb. You as the spirits. But, yes, this world is messed up.
We
are not in our rightful destinies. That's the truth. Others, they are known and they know this will be a thief. Don't be surprised. People where they are born in their continents, even their nations. If you're born in the Arab nations, still they knew your characters, how it will be, they put you there in the Arabs. And where the gospel takes long to reach. You'd have been one who fights it. Yet
they
are dangerous. Those you will know them. Let's finish this verse.
Zechariah chapter 5, verse 8.
Zechariah chapter 5, verse 8.
Na yogera nti ono bwe bubi. Na musula wansi munda mu efa. Nateko musinga gwe sasi kukamwa kayo.
And he said, this is wickedness. And he cast her into the midst of the basket, and he cast the cover of the lid upon its mouth.
They
marked it, put it right here.
This
is going to be a very wicked person. Don't narrow it to the others.
Be
a very hard person.
Though
you don't bath them when they're a thief.
So
when you bath them, bring them, we dedicate them in the hands of God.
It's a God
change preparation of this one's life if it's bad. No one they birth here and they don't know your destiny. Though you will be a thief, you are known. That's why God puts in the world the gospel. To change their lives because they are known. Know that we grow in the same areas.
But
we grow when we differ in behavior and the characters. That comes from what? That's why many times we see the same things. But the interpretation is different. Cause us to get corrupted or to remain when we are good. Both God looks in them as they're being brought.
Had
gotten corrupted among you, as you see.
But
depends the environment you grew up by. How did you get explained things you saw? How did you differentiate them? All those God considered them. Though you grow a village, they smoke drugs. You will not smoke it. According to how you will interpret things. These are not created when they are corrupted. But weakness is in their bodies. Not as God has put it there.
But on
the way you interpret environment they are brought you by.
Maintain
environment we are put. We are put there to seek God and search for Him.
God
is not far from each of us.
find things are messed up, we do not seek God. We seek much sorcery, behavior and the acts of those who begot us, and we got messed up.
All
those God looked in them, he saw those that begot not a thief, but when you reach, imagine like this and that, you will learn to steal. According to blood of thieves you've been born. If you don't look to the wickedness of your father and you depart from it, you will not live also. All those are here. That second heaven holds things mostly concern the creations,
and
whatever concerns them there. Let's finish that verse.
Zechariah, esure yokutano, nolo nyiriri olwomwenda.
Zechariah chapter 5, verse 9.
Aonenye musa maso gange, netunula, era laba. Abakazi ababiri, nebafuruma. Nepewo ngaziri mubiwa watiro byabwe. Era baline biwa watiro, ngebiwa watiro byakasida. Nebastula efa, mubanga liensi neguru.
Then I lifted up my eyes, and I looked, and behold, there came out two women, and the wind was in their wings, for they had wings like the wings of a stork, and they lifted up the baskets between the earth and the heaven. Why did I appear in the image of a woman? These are angel Raphael, angel of times and seasons, angel of the measurements. But because
the
time was to show spirits going to be born by women, they showed them in the image of women. They're right in the firmament of heaven and earth. They're moving the entire earth. They look for any woman.
There's
no homosexual who will give birth. Or they don't look for any homosexual. Maybe you try to fake the birth as you claim. The monsters and the fallen angels have entered in them, in those wombs. For them to do it, and you birth a fallen angel, these who hear the birth the snake,
it's
not a spirit of a human being, it's of a fallen angel, and he entered in the womb. Yes. Those are mysteries right around this world. All I saw them in the heavenly journey. And I know if the birth is happened, what have they begotten?
Say
one begots a lion.
It's
not the spirit of a human being. It's not. It's a fallen angel. And if watched over the womb and he entered in there. And God, I'm going to give you a shape you will be afraid of it. So to come out as a human being. And they forget DNA of the angels. And of humans, they are different. Now those are there. Many are on this world. Why don't I end there? Finish that verse. We end here.
Zechariah, esure yokutano, nolunyiriri olwekumi.
Zechariah chapter 5, verse 10.
Nengamba malaika, yali ayogera nange nti abo, efa bajitwala wa.
Then said I to the angel that talked with me, where do these take the baskets? Verse 11.
Nangamba anti okumuzi mbire nyumba mwusi ya sinari. Na yo buerigwa haliteke weyo mchifoche ye.
And he said unto me, to build it a house in the land of Sinara, and it shall be established and set there upon its own base. Building them a house in the land of Sinara.
When it will be established, we put him there. But connect
2
Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1-3. We are in this house. And say they build in a house. Spirit is right in there. Until they make its house in the womb of its mother. It's the body they put in there. And you move out in the world. When child is born in the world on 9 months, they already reached in this earth.
And
when a person is born, they are of 9 months old with hours included in there. And we count 1, 2, 3 months. And we say they have made 1 year on this half. Because you do not count the 9 months. But him God counts, he already arrived. Now on your years, add on 9 months, the year you spent on this earth, the 9 months you spent in the womb, the years you count here, their secret, it is in Genesis. Another outlived 160 something years. We shall
come.
But the truth is like this, brethren. Spirits of creations. That's where they are brought in this world. Right from the foreheads of the four living creatures. Four heads of the human being. Four heads of a human being.
Man.
On the four living creatures. They release the angels. And they release children of men. Four heads of the lion. They release piece of creations of the stars, sun and the moon. They moved out once. And now they release spirits of animals. Four heads of the eagle. They release spirits of the birds and spirits of the insects. And the four heads of the calf. They release spirits of the fish and of the plants. As we shall move, get explained tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Believing. And put in action.
You're
ready to teach others. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Cover your book slowly. Because of time, slowly cover up your book. If you're finished, prepare tithes in the offering. You drink, we give, and we move from this place because of time. You can give. That we leave this place because of time. As you remember, we are still buying more chairs.
Their
brethren, they are able to buy us seats.
They
bought us 50 seats. The brother Hubbard.
Kwarija.
They bought us with the wife 50 seats. bought us mattress. Ten mattresses they added on they gave before. They bought us medicine that used on both sick. Do not need prayer and they need medicine. Many others you've stood. We shall get times to come speak of you. Yes. Maybe there's our elder. Mama Mary. You know Mary Sapphire. Very few they know her. But you will know her. She sent her regards to you. She traveled to see her children in England and traveled different places. But she left a package to us. She gave us land, get money to make a television.
And
she left after signing everything. And we can start with that. Not 200 million. Not 300. Not 400. Not 500. Count from there above. If you have a buyer,
it's
right in the city, Ruzira side. Zilla is counted on the city. Now, let me wait you also. Your contribution to where is it? Stand your feet, we confess the words of the grace. You first thank that your brethren for being diligent in the counsel of God's words. And you thank them everywhere they have held knowledge of God's national ministries as we spearhead God's worldwide call based in Africa, Uganda. You pass this gift unto them.
Mugambe,
tell them,
you are assistant to apostle in this work.
Ntigwe assistant wa apostle mulimo guno. When they ask you, his assistant
ya apostle,
where the assistant apostle,
yes.
You say it is me. Yes. You tell them it's me.
Yes.
It is me. People have
assistant
pastors.
Assistant
apostle. You are the assistant apostle here. You. I give this to you the name of Jesus. And it will not be blotted out. It will not be blotted away. If you start from minister, God is worldwide call.
Based
in Africa, Uganda. All you pioneers,
you
be assistants of
Jesus.
May God bless you. May God bless you. Thank you for standing.
Where
we have passed, all we have seen. May God bless you. In the assistanthoods. Assistant means the helper.
You
help me much stand this work. May God bless you. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all the brethren the kingdom and the authority and the power and the glory all there are for God everlasting. Amen. You regard the assistants, tell them I love them much in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.